Let's drop into a meditative place. So, feet on the floor, eyes closed. Lots of information coming in. So we want to come back to a little more balanced place in our brain. So big breath in through the nose, exhale that. Good, and again, inhale. And one more. Breathe into your belly. Good. Very nice. And now softly breathing, connecting your body to the head so that you have one nice, full, long breath. And just begin to notice that as you do that, as you deepen and soften your breathing, feeling the energy of Mother Gaia beneath you, around you, the energy of the divine in your heart, that you just feel that wave of love that's in the room, that wash of love that's around you, inside of you, that we share together as this beautiful family of beings that we are. We've come here to live in these bodies, to have this human life. And we give thanks for that opportunity. And we ask that the potentials and the possibilities of who we are in this life be realized, that we be open to unexpected benevolent changes in our lives, that we even expect them, that we even co-create them with grace and ease and love and blessings. For truly, if we are sitting in this room today, we are blessed and we are dearly loved.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who will always say, well, Lee Carroll does not prepare enough. He has to breathe harder before he channels. There should be some time where he allows the spirit to clear his body of obviously human things. And what I want to tell you is that you're not connecting the dots. The channel today will seem to leap around from subject to subject. There are things that I've wanted to say about how things are working. And this, the beginning months of the year of 2014. And the first thing I want you to know is that the relationship you have to the divine inside you is starting to change. Follow the logic. If it is something that is closer to you, you do not have to work as hard to receive it. In a linear fashion, if someone is far away, you're going to work for them to hear you. You have to yell, for instance. You may have to breathe harder. You may have to wave a little bit. But if they're standing next to you, you don't have to do any of those things. You just greet them with a normal voice. And you can make eye contact. Well, my partner and I have been making eye contact for years. And what it looks like is this, is it's outside the metaphysical box of appropriateness. Because there are those who feel that the human body has to work really hard in order to receive the messages of spirit that are pure. And I'll tell you this, dear ones, it depends upon how close you are to the divinity that is yours. If you still feel it's in the next room or the next block, it's going to take you a lot longer. And yes, you're going to have to breathe harder. And yes, you're going to have to work on getting the energy of you out of the way so that the spirit can come in a pure way. But if you've worked on yourself, the higher self will not be in the next room. So the first thing that I want you to do is to connect the dots, as we say, as you say, with the spiritual logic, not what you've been told, family, but the spiritual logic of a changing energy in all these years we've been talking about it. The invitation is open and the hand is out for the divine part of you to live next to you instead of in a building someplace on Sunday, okay? And so instead of it being a distant thing that you have to work at, it becomes something that is with you 24/7. My partner begins to channel. Sometimes he channels while he lectures, and some of you have seen it. You see a subtle change of energy, you hear his voice slightly change, and you know that he's with me. And this particular operation you call channeling or trance or whatever is going to be normal for many human beings. Not that they would get in front of a group or sound odd or funny or shut their eyes. I'm talking about a meld that the masters had. I'm talking about walking this planet comfortably, peacefully. Because you have that which used to be a block away, now hand in hand with you. There are some things happening on the planet that I want you to see in a different light. Then I want to revisit some of the things that we have talked about before. I want to make them clearer than before. You may not be aware of it, but spirit has talked to humanity in metaphors. Now, there are several reasons for this. The first being that spirit is not linear and you are. So concepts which are out of the purview of your normal consciousness sometimes are presented in a linear fashion through metaphors which you will understand. And for some of you, the metaphors are puzzles to be figured out. And since they are not actual, but one logic removed from what they really mean, sometimes they are misinterpreted. Those days are going to start to diminish because of what you have given. You are closer to the source today than you were 20 years ago. And the old souls in the room are starting to feel it. A closer relationship. More centered, less odd or strange, clearer communication, especially after 2014, during 2014 and beyond. And so the metaphors start to clear, and the actual transmissions of the reality of what we want to say to you replaces puzzling thought. In 2012, we told you you were going to have a new pope. We saw the potential of the frustration of the current pope. This was not a prediction based upon some crystal ball somewhere that lives in the ethers. We don't do that. Spirit will give humanity information that humanity already is working on. Dear human being. And so when you hear predictions, they are not mysterious. They are based on the potentials that we see worldwide that you cannot see from the standpoint of where you are in your city or town. And so you depend on us. There'll come a day when you don't need a man with a microphone on a stage to give it to you. You'll have it automatically because your portal is big enough. Can you imagine communication like that? The more you communicate with spirit in this fashion, the more you're connected to other human beings in the same fashion. Because you're all talking to the same soup upstairs, you might say. Do you see how this could enhance peace on earth? Lessen misunderstandings, create few bully countries, far fewer. And a peer pressure on the planet where most humans want benevolence and the same things and push their governments in those directions instead of it the other way around. This is a new paradigm. I want you to connect the dots. And so you got your new pope. And what a coincidence that he happened to be a South American. For all of the prophecies of the indigenous on this planet are currently about the balance from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, something that was expected, predicted for over 10,000 years, and is in process, if not even complete in certain ways. All created through invention. Did you know that? Now I'm going to leap around a little, but I want you to connect these dots. A few years ago, I gave you the prophecy that we saw coming. And we said, when everyone can talk to everyone, there can be no more secrets. That is the internet. We saw it coming because we saw the potentials developing in the places you could not see. And in the process of this internet, something extraordinary happened, is that the indigenous of the planet, who never even knew each other, suddenly were looking at each other on the internet. They all have a page. And on their page is what they believe, what they look like, their history, some of the names of their elders, their prophecies. About 10 years ago, the prophecies were looked at and there was astonishment. And they started talking to each other. What are the odds, dear ones, that the prophecies of the indigenous worldwide would be very similar? And that the timing of the prophecies would be very similar? And that they would have nothing to do with your modern spiritual systems. Nothing. The odds are outrageous, as we would say. It couldn't be without design. And the prophecies that they had were the same ones that you saw the Mayans had. And that should you turn the corner of the precession of the equinoxes, which you have, you would enjoy another 18 years as the precession finished of the ability to change humanity like you never have before. And in that time, there would be new inventions given. And in that time, consciousness would start to shift. And the what you would call the macho war hemisphere would start to balance with what some have called the compassionate or red hemisphere of the heart. And that is what has begun. The internet allowed it to be seen. The group called the Roots of the Earth, a group of indigenous that have this prophecy from all over the planet, met at the end of last year in Chile. It wasn't subtle. 3,000 people came. And this is what you're going to start to see. And I say it again, what a coincidence. The new pope is from South America. For it all starts to tie in to what we have been telling you about the balance being there. Now, there are some prices to pay. This new pope, I want you to watch, because he is going to slowly start assigning cardinalships to South Americans. This is the church bastion, the last one of belief. This is where the priests are coming from, the nuns are coming from, mostly on the planet. I said they would be in survival, and they are. Many of the dioceses in the United States have declared bankruptcy and are insolvent. And this is the man who is going to change all that. And he's going to do it through compassion. And it's going to work. And it's going to work. I want you to watch the subtleness of this. Now, in the process, there is a price to pay. South America is under the spotlight of prophecy. And things that might have worked there before are not going to work anymore. They should take a look, a careful look, at how the Northern Hemisphere starts to solve the problems of war. For they have been working on it for 50 years. I'll make some statements here, and I don't want them to seem puzzling. They're very conceptual. And so I'm asking my partner to be clear. There are some places in South America right now that have not got the concept clear. And sequestering is not the answer for any process. It's openness and unification with others. And yet there are some very old processes right now being tried yet again, as though the old failures didn't even show. So here is my message specifically for three countries, and you can figure out who they are. And it's economic advice. When is the last time Cryon gave economic advice? But it's not. It's conceptual. Do not sequester the attributes and the properties of your economics to your own country. Do not control what you believe are your own controllable attributes, such as money supply, such as exchange rates, such as trade barriers. Thinking that they will, for even a moment, strengthen your country, they will bankrupt you faster than normal. And the answer is to open. Open everything. And let it flow freely and balance itself with the rest of the country, the continent, and the world. And if you do not, you will suffer the consequences. There's three countries right now looking at failure. The spotlight is on you if you're listening. For you cannot get away with old energy anymore. It will not work, and it's going to show itself. It's not a prediction. It's a potential. It can go either way, depending upon if they're listening or not. And it ties in so carefully, and you connect the dots with the prophecy of the North and the South, with the new pope being a South American, for him circling his wagon, you might say, in the place where he grew up. Dear ones, this is good news. It's all good news. It has to do with changes you didn't expect, which have to result in balance. If the countries do it incorrectly and go into trouble mode, they'll see the error and balance it. It'll just take longer. The solutions are obvious, more obvious than they have ever been. And they involve a principle of benevolent design. start cooperating with the energy of benevolence, trading with your neighbors, not being in fear, getting leaders who see what the people want first in benevolent design. A different way of working on the planet. I want to reiterate clearly another prediction. Clearly. And for a decade, we have been speaking of it, but it is coming sooner than you think because you keep waiting and not believing it. It's not bad news. It's simply news so that you can prepare for an oncoming mini ice age. An oncoming mini ice age. And you had them before. And it wasn't that long ago. 1400s, 1600s. It's a cycle, dear ones. It is a cycle that will repeat itself, and it's going to mean that for a while, places are going to be colder than they have been in your lifetime or in your parents' lifetime, perhaps even in your grandparents' lifetime. But if you go back a little further, you'll see it. And big cities survived it. But they didn't have an electric grid. And you do. See what happened in a neighboring state recently with a dusting of snow? And you take a look at that and you say, that's absurd that human lives were lost for a dusting of snow. What would happen if they had listened? And instead of expecting global warming, they understood that they're going to have global cooling. They would have been better prepared, and they will be, for the next dusting of snow. It's going to get colder instead of warmer in general. And we have been telling you this for more than a decade. I'll make a statement that is not a puzzle and is not a metaphor. You can get the truth from the meteorologists and the geologists, not the politicians. And the truth will be this. The cycle has been seen before. It is not a mystery. The cycles are a mystery. Why do they take place? What is the earth doing? There is only conjecture. But I can tell you, it has to do with renewing life in the ocean. You may think you're spoiling the ocean. I want to tell you that the ocean can take care of itself, dear ones, no matter what you put in it. It may take it longer because you poison it here and there, but it will respond. It always has. It's bigger than you are. It's a lot bigger than you are. And it renews itself and creates life in ways that you're not even aware of every several hundred years. And here it comes again in modern times when you have weather measuring that you did not have back there and grids that you did not have back there. And the danger is with you freezing because your grids will fail. All it takes is one ice storm to bring down the poles. You know this. At the very least, you should start burying the cables if you haven't already. Preparing for cold things that freeze where it never has frozen before. The best thing you could do is what we have said for over a decade, and that is spend money funding the problems that are only problems because you haven't solved them on geothermal production. The earth is hot, really hot. And all you have to do is go down a few thousand feet, and you can create as much steam as you need. With no danger at all. You know that. But it is not as easy as the technology that you have, which is dangerous to humanity, to the environment, in so many ways. If you're going to create energy through tidal power, that's great for the coastal cities, but what about the others? All you have to do is dig. We've told you about some of the chemistry that you've invented only in the last few years, where the boiling point of substances is far, far better than water. Much earlier than water. At temperatures you wouldn't believe, they're so timid. Where you can create steam. And that is the issue. I've given it to you several times. I give it to you now very purely. If you'd research it and fund it, you wouldn't have a grid to fail, because you can do this in so many places in one city that if one fails, the others will remain. And all you have to do is go to another neighborhood to keep warm instead of those who will die because they can't go anywhere and they simply freeze. Ask some of the countries in Europe, because they're going to feel it as well. What did they do the last time their rivers froze? You see? Because they did. How did they survive it? And they did. And they did it well. So here it is yet again. Prepare for colder weather. Now, we are speaking in a place that does not feature colder weather. So don't expect the ice necessarily here. But slightly above here, yes. And above that, yes. And above that, stand by for cold. What happens is Arctic weather starts to invade places you never would have thought it could. And you'll scratch your heads and they will call danger, danger, and all you have to do is look at your ancestors and see that it's a cycle. And they survived very well. If you're worried, dear ones, and you are hearing my voice now, and you live in a place that you know it gets cold, and I'm telling you it's going to get colder, go get a wood-burning stove. Because no matter what happens, you'll have the wood. Is that practical or not? All of this in benevolence, not punishment, to humanity, so that the oceans can bear more life and feed those who need to be fed. You'll have record responses to fishery. The fish are coming back. I've said it. Do I have to have a metaphor? The fish are coming back. And you're going to see it in your lifetime. Could it be any clearer? And it's going to have to be, it's going to do with the cycle. And processes that you haven't really seen clearly yet, that you will see soon. I'm leaping around. I want you to start connecting the dots about the rules of God. The entire earth has become monotheistic, one God. One God. It's beautiful. It's the first step. One God. But when you ask the earth what are the rules of that one God, you're going to get thousands of scenarios. So which one is right? And if you're doing it wrong, will something bad happen to you? So I want to clear the air with no metaphors and speak of this issue. All done in kindness and benevolence. It's not making anyone wrong here. I want you to get this picture and connect these dots. There is a system between you and God which is perfect and benevolent. And God wants you. Spirit wants you to have the attributes of a master. Long life, health, no anxiety, the abilities to solve issues and problems with intuitiveness and correctness, wisdom and love that others can see in you. That's what God wants. And yet it's packed with men's rules, isn't it? So let's talk about that. I gave you a channel not too long ago, which was called The Many Shoulds. Should you do this? Should you do that? I am now enhancing that channel with clarity. How have you been taught to pray? What is correct and not correct? You go to certain societies and prayer is very, very serious. You spend a lot of time doing it. Some facing a certain direction doing it. Some many times a day. Other society, you meditate for a little while. It doesn't matter which direction you face. A monotheistic God, one God, with all those rules. Who's right? So I'll just say it. You're right if you understand the rules of God, and there aren't that many. So let's start there. Spirit, God, wants you to be comfortable in your worship. Did you hear that? So if you are one because your tradition has you on a rug facing a certain way, or covering your head in a certain way, or in an ashram meditating a certain way, if this is how you glorify the God within, I encourage you to keep doing it that way. Because the rule of God says, honor the God inside any way you want to, as long as you come out with this not thinking that you had to do it, but that you want to do it. And if it puts you in prayer and meditation for hours a day, then do that and stand up and feel the God inside. And the hand of God will smile and take yours and say, good job. And if you meditate 5 minutes a day or less because you have something going on intuitively in you and you feel you're a walking meditator, the Spirit will say, is this a method that will make you feel that you have done your job and you feel God inside? And if it is, good job. Take my hand. And feel the same love that they did when they meditated on another part of the earth for longer. Do you see where I'm going with this? There's no right and wrong. Not really. It's the institutions of men who will put boxes on this and make the other one wrong. You know that, don't you? New Agers, you are also guilty. You're guilty because you've grown up in a box that is not like the others, but it's a box nevertheless. How long should you meditate? What is the proper way of channeling? What direction do you face? Is there a right and a wrong way of healing? That box is strong in the New Age. And I want you to dissolve it. I want you to see God in everybody. Not just in your friends who are in your box. This is the new paradigm of a planet. And if old souls are going to guide this structure or non-structure, you're going to have to dissolve what you were taught is correct and not correct, and reevaluate everything. Rule of God, be quiet and know your God. How about that one? Be quiet and know your God. Someone comes up to you and calls you a name, pushes a button of an old energy survival. Dissolve the button, be still, and know you are God. It can't hurt you. And the person who called you a name, they may walk away the bully that they are, but the people around who watched your reaction will never be the same, especially the children. Let the children see God in you first, and they will emulate it. Do you think a child wants to emulate the drama they would see in one or two of their parents instead of the love they would see? Tell me, what do you think the child really wants to emulate in this energy? It's new. Dysfunctional families instead of creating dysfunctional children, we'll create children who make better choices. Because they'll be able to see the difference. Children are going to be drawn to completion of spirit. That is to say, they will see first balance, and that is what they're going to want. Imagine a human nature which is attracted to balance instead of drama. Imagine. Well, that's what your children are. They are beginning this very process, dear ones. And some of you are aware of it and have seen it already. Where children have to make choices, hard choices, between parents, one balanced and one not balanced. What is the child doing? You already know. There was a time when all they did was cry and want both. Now they want the one that's balanced. Did you notice the difference? Start connecting the dots. This planet is changing. And balance is going to be the key. And that is going to be the benevolence. The same benevolence that physics sees and desires. That consciousness will start to see and desire. It's the catalyst for complete and total peace on earth for the rest of your days. What should you eat? We've said it before. We're going to close with this. Spirit wants you healthy. I've given you three rules of God. Do you remember them? Spirit wants you to be comfortable. Spirit wants you to find the God inside. Spirit wants you to be healthy. There's probably more. You can make them up from those three. There's no rules like men have given. No place to meditate, no place to prayer, no special costumes, no special directions, unless you want it that way. If it's your tradition and your society and your culture to dress a certain way, look a certain way, and pray a certain way, then do it for the honor of God within. And if it isn't, then don't. But come out the same way. Not in judgment of the other, but feeling the same love from a monotheistic God, one God, for all humanity. What should you eat? Eat what makes you healthy. Stay on the planet a long time. For crying, I'm in a society that wants me to only eat kosher food. Then eat kosher food and be healthy and last a long time. You realize that kosher food is food that was developed intuitively and given in the Middle East to those for health reasons. So that there would be less bacteria in certain ways and good sense of the elders. That's kosher food. It's not for religious reasons. It's for health reasons. You do understand that a Muslim and a Jew have the same rules about kosher food, don't you? And although they will not admit it, there are many Muslims who shop in Jewish community stores for the same food because they are brothers. Given the same information at the same time about the foods they should eat. And if you are one of these and you're hearing this voice, I want to congratulate you for honoring your society, your beliefs, and your ancestors and the God within. Eat what makes you healthy. And if you are somebody who doesn't even know what it is to have kosher food, I want you to start listening to your Akash. Listen to the healthy lifetimes and what they ate instead of what you're eating now. Don't be shocked and surprised whether the pounds will drop from you simply because you change your diet to something that you used to have that was helpful instead of that which you currently have in this country. Because all of you came from somewhere else. You know that, don't you? Country's only 200 years old. You all came from somewhere else. What about those diets? Have you ever looked at them? Maybe they're not attractive to you because the tradition that you've grown up with and the tastes you grew up with put you in a box. And you sit here wondering why your health is deteriorating and your body is getting bigger. Could it be clearer? You can only access your Akash through intuition. And so the intuitive muscle is going to start to be used more. And you can practice it in so many ways. But dear ones, start listening to your body. Try new things. Even if you don't like the taste now, I'll tell you, if this is where you came from, and you spent many lifetimes in a certain society, that's the food that's going to make the difference in your life. And if you start with intent to discover what it is, you're going to love it. You're going to fall in love with it. And you'll wonder why it took you so long to find it. And in your society, you can buy it almost anywhere. Somebody in this room needed to hear that, save their life. I know who's here. It's called connecting the dots. The rules of God are simple. Very simple. Spirit wants you healthy. Spirit wants you to have the peace of the masters. Spirit says, do it in whatever way accomplishes those things. Through benevolence, of course. Through peaceful manners, methods, of course. Through introspection of yourself, of course. Everything we're giving you is you with you. Not to be with groups or holding signs. One at a time, you will create an ascended planet. It may take lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. You've got plenty of time. And you're going to be here for all of it, whether you think so or not. Won't it be nice the next time around to awaken with awareness? Think about it. Think about it by the time you're 5 or 8 to know who you are, to know the mistakes that you made, to be a wise old soul in a child's body. They're starting. Have you met any of them? Grandparents, have you met any of them? Of course you have. It's already begun. And you will be one of those as well the next time around. These are the potentials. It's already starting to shift. That is the message for the day. Common sense. Spiritual common sense, not rules made by men. Start to look at what you're doing and why you're doing it. And honor the God inside first, and not the one that somebody else told you how to do. I'm in love with humanity because I see it changing. It is amazing. Oh, there's so much more. And so it is.